Spend your afternoon with Relebogile Mabotja on 702. Let's walk the talk.
Let us talk about the difference in the types of baptisms that there are. We're joined by Pastor Henry Mwale, Senior Pastor of Connect Ministries. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us for this conversation.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
So why do we sometimes see adults being submerged in water for their baptisms, whereas other times, which now that I think of it, I see babies being sprinkled on their heads, though this can alternate as well from what I have seen. What is the difference?
Maybe it's important for us to understand, first and foremost, that the church, when I say the church, I'm talking about the body of Jesus Christ, regardless of what denomination you come from. The Church of Jesus Christ is owned by Christ himself, who paid the ransom for it. And so everything that is done in the church must be according to what is written in Holy Writ and in the scriptures. And therefore, I don't have the right as a pastor to teach or to come up with a doctrine that does not agree with what the scriptures say.
Yes.
Therefore, baptism itself, if we are going to understand the difference, maybe it's important that we understand first and foremost what the word baptism is by definition before we get spiritual about it. By definition, baptism is a word that comes from the Greek word baptizo, which means to dip or to submerge something or a person into a substance, like a fluid, a liquid. All right. So if you take a coin and dip it into a swimming pool, you baptize it, basically, because it has been completely covered with the water. All right. Now, based on that definition and on all the scriptures in the Bible that teach about baptism, it was always done by submersion, by immersion, when a person was full dipped in water. And that also is particularly because it speaks of the burial and the resurrection. Okay, not only the burial and the resurrection of Christ, it also speaks about the fact that you have now died to your sinful and your old nature, and now you are a new person. All right, the scriptures say when a man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So after you have been converted, you have come to Jesus Christ, then when you are getting into the next step of baptism, you are actually making a public proclamation that this is what has already taken place in my spirit. Because what takes place in your spirit is done and orchestrated by the Holy Spirit, and it is not physical, it is inward. But then on a physical aspect or on a public aspect, you are now making a public proclamation as you go through the waters of baptism. So for baptism itself, talks of immersion. Aspersion, and even what is the other one? Aspersion is sprinkling, and the other one is called effusion. That is pouring, where they just pour water on a person. None of those. If we look at the church, we should definitely begin to look at what was in the Acts of the Apostles, the book of Acts. How did they do the baptisms? And the baptisms were not done by aspersion. It was not done by effusion. We are dipped in water as following their Master Jesus Christ.
So if a person decides that they would like to go through the process, get baptized, or as some refer to it as be born again, the likelihood is that they will be immersed.
Yes. Actually, I like the way that your question. There are two questions there. You're talking about to be baptized and to be born again.
Yes.
In fact, the born again aspect should take place before the baptism. That is
so one the baptism is closing the process. It's finishing. It's at the end of the process.
Yes. Okay. It is part of the process because your Christian life does not end, really.
Yes.
It's just part of the process. So it's another step in your obedience and your following of Jesus Christ.
And I think this is so interesting and fascinating. And the next time I may have to ask the pastor about what we see in specific sects of Christianity and maybe where immersion plays a role in other religions. Pastor, thank you so much for your time.